This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham in for Rebecca Williams. Tomorrow, a Canadian company will turn in a report to the state outlining whether it thinks a tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac is a feasible option for its pipeline. A tunnel was suggested by Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. Enbridge owns and operates a pair of 65-year-old oil and gas pipelines known as Line 5. It lies on the bottom of the straits between Lake Huron and Lake Michigan. According to the Detroit News, Enbridge is expected to say the tunnel 300 feet underground is feasible. Environmental groups disagree. Several are part of the larger group Oil and Water Don't Mix. They also question what benefit it would be to Michigan. Jim Lively heads up Groundwork Center for Resilient Communities.
The oil that's going in Line 5 is moving straight through Michigan, right through the Great Lakes, on its way to Canadian refineries. And that essentially, if we didn't have a Line 5 pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac, we would be just fine. We don't need a tunnel. It's a Canadian tunnel. It's a tunnel for Canada.
But Enbridge says Line 5 is important to Michigan's Upper Peninsula. It supplies some of the liquid propane that many homes and businesses use for heat. Lively says propane could be shipped by truck, rail, or even a 4-inch liquid propane pipeline from Wisconsin.
It's ridiculous to assume that the only way we can get propane into the UP is through a Canadian oil pipeline. There's many ways, and they've been outlined in the governor's report that came out last fall. We just haven't taken any action to implement them.
Enbridge also argues that Line 5 supplies oil to a refinery in Detroit.
Regarding the Marathon refinery in Detroit, that is primarily a heavy crude oil refinery, which is not coming through Line 5. Enbridge has guaranteed that Line 5 will only carry light crude. So we know that it's just a minor amount of oil that they are using in Marathon, and that could be easily replaced by some of the other pipelines that are coming into Detroit.
Let's say it's all privately funded. They build this tunnel in bedrock far below the bottom of the straits. Does that solve anything for you?
You know, I guess it's important who pays for it, but I think it's still important that we consider why we would allow a foreign country to move their oil through our Straits of Mackinac. And constructing a tunnel that is maybe safer, but not necessary, we need to ask why we would do that.
Enbridge has already been caught in misleading statements about the condition of Line 5. Recently, the pipeline was dented by a cargo ship dragging its anchor along the bottom of the Mackinac Straits. Enbridge was also responsible for the largest inland oil spill in U.S. history into the Kalamazoo River in Michigan in 2010. While a tunnel is proposed as a safer alternative than leaving the pipeline in the water at the bottom of the straits, a retired chemical engineer, Gary Street, says there are risks to a tunnel as well. Here's why. One of the proposals is to make the tunnel available to other utilities, including electric lines and natural gas lines, along with a rebuilt Line 5 segment. Street says natural gas lines have a history of leaking.
It's a confined space. You have the possibility, the strong possibility with leakage, of a ignition source. We always assume that there's an ignition source, such as static electricity, or perhaps a bearing that's running hot in a blower. And, of course, you have air. If you have those three components and you have the right concentration, the right mix, you're going to have a fire or possibly even an explosion.
Street says even if there is no natural gas line, 20% of the time Line 5 transports natural gas liquid containing propane and butane, the fuel in a Bic lighter.
Which are also very, very flammable. So during that 20% of the time, the issue is still there.
A request to interview Enbridge, a sponsor of this program, was declined because the pipeline company did not want to talk about the tunnel until it turned in its report to the state. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.